Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a man with an opinion. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Adam. Today's guest is Glenn Cook. He's an editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going to be talking about Congresswoman Shelley Berkley and the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, among other things.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Sean Carey, Greg Crawford, and Steve Malbenin. Coming up next, an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
We want to be on the Reno Rodeo Flag Team.
And that's what we're practicing right now.
Giddy up!
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, it's riding, roping, racing, and wrangling. It's what we've been waiting for. The Reno Rodeo, bringing the Wild West to life. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Yeehaw!
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Glenn Cook. He is the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You can read his columns every Sunday, and they're always fun and intriguing to read. Wanted to start out, Glenn, with Shelley Berkley over the weekend finally talked to Laura Myers and to Anjanette Damon about the ethics complaint that she has not wanted to talk about all along. Her answer was pretty simple, which was that not only did she not think in terms of this just boosting her husband's practice at all, but the idea was that she worked with Dean Heller and Representative John Porter at the time to help save that dialysis center in Las Vegas. Why on earth do you think she didn't come out and say this months ago?
I think, Sam, honestly, it's an indication that Representative Berkley is really in her first competitive race as a politician here in Southern Nevada. She's been in a largely bulletproof district for the past decade, and whatever she said or did, you know, really didn't matter. She didn't have to be handled tightly. She didn't have to be tightly managed, and she didn't have to think in terms of anything that she did being potentially politically damaging. And so I think that in this case, she was handled, managed tightly. She's hearing from a lot of people advising her, and for some strange reason, she just decided that maybe this thing would go away if she ignored it. And it was pretty clear that the journalists in this state We're going to make sure she answered some tough questions about it. And I think that that's the only reason that I can think of as to why she has handled herself in this way on the ethics issue and you know, frankly, on some of the other issues that have come up in this campaign as well.
Glenn, I just, you know, I read your Sunday column yesterday, and I was wondering if you could explain to me your premise is that you think, do you think that someone besides one of the top candidates in this congressional district for Republican primary, other than maybe Danny Tarkanian or Barbara Sugarski, could come out and win this primary election?
No, I'm not convinced that they can win. I think it has the potential to be more competitive than people think it will be, unless, of course, Ken Wagner manages to win the primary. In which case it'll be a walkthrough for Stephen Horsford. The registration in District 4 is considerably tighter than CD1 has been for the last decade. I do think that depending on how the campaign goes and how the economy goes, that you could see Danny Tarkanian or Barbara Sugarski get some resources to mount a credible campaign. We'll see. I know for a fact that there are certainly people within the Republican Party who believe that Stephen Horsford is vulnerable. I may not be as optimistic as they are, but that's one of the reasons why you're seeing at least, you know, a considerable amount of energy and resources being put into the campaign right now.
You know, it's interesting. From Democratic sources, I hear that both Deanna Titus and Stephen Horsford are being asked to donate money to other campaigns. That's the level of confidence in those two races. Your thoughts on that?
I'm certainly not surprised about that. But the thing that, I'll say this, the thing that puzzles me about Horsford is this. First of all, the breaking down the voter numbers from the 2010 election, Brian Sandoval won in what is now CD4. He won that. So with that comes the knowledge that the right Republican candidate in the right circumstances can beat a Democrat in that race. The other thing is this. Stephen Horsford, much like Shelley Berkley, has never had to run a competitive campaign. He's been in a bulletproof, gerrymandered state Senate district his entire career. He's never had to mount a campaign against a serious Republican challenger. He's never really had to work hard in terms of developing a grassroots network. I just don't understand how, even if it's Danny Tarkanian or Barbara Sugarski in this race, if he thinks he can just, you know, run a few TV ads, run a few radio ads, not knock on any doors, and get a pass, given the state of the economy in this country and in this state. So I would expect him to certainly mount some sort of a campaign. I don't know how many resources the party's going to let him spend, but I am a little bit surprised about that, just in that facet, that Stephen Horsford is not a man who has won multiple federal elections. His political career has been limited to the legislature in a small bulletproof district. So we'll see how the campaign plays out. I don't think that I would be willing to play it that safe if I were him.
Okay, Glenn, I wanted to maybe change the subject a little bit and talk about the taxpayer protection pledge, you know, the no new taxes pledge. Now, recently, our Governor Sandoval,
yes,
who ran his 2010 campaign on a no new taxes pledge, has gone ahead and said that he would like to see the $700 million in taxes that were supposed to be sunset added to the next biennium budget. And plus, he also wants taxes paid on internet purchases in Nevada. With Sandoval's lead, do you think that the taxpayer protection pledge has lost a little bit of its luster and lost, I guess, a little bit of its oomph over the years?
I think it. What I think has happened is that that your so-called establishment Republicans, in following the lead of their undisputed state party leader, the governor, that they have decided to follow him, and in so doing, they've angered you know, Chuck Muth, who is the keeper of the state's pledge, and they've made the decision to ignore him. Chuck has not endeared himself to some of them. He has attacked them for not signing his pledge, and that in turn has driven them further away from the pledge. The thing in the whole tax debate that I think is important to recognize is that Governor Sandoval supported keeping state spending at a certain threshold. He intended to do that by essentially mounting a revenue grab, and when the court from local governments, and when the Supreme Court ruled against him on that revenue grab, that's when he supported extending the sunsets. And I think he realized that there was not going to be political support in this state for cutting spending to that degree if they did not do that. I think he still recognizes that flat spending in this economy is probably the politically wise thing to do. It's angered some people in the Republican base and hardline fiscal conservatives who want government spending to be rolled back even further. But I think it's a smart play to realize that in a state where Democratic voters still significantly outnumber Republican registered voters, that that a campaign to ratchet down state spending by perhaps another 20% just isn't going to fly with the electorate. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're not signing the pledge.
And we'll take a break more with Glenn Cook when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If your loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He's the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I was in San Diego last week, and fascinating, listening to the radio, there were commercials for the Mexican election for president, put on by the PRI party that was in power for many, many years, hasn't been in power for the last six. And I was stunned. And in talking to other people who were listening at the same time, they said they've heard similar ads in New Mexico and Albuquerque as well. Your thoughts on that? And are you hearing those kind of ads in Las Vegas?
You know, that's the first I've heard of it. You know, if they're running in Nevada, maybe they're running on Spanish language stations, which I don't listen to.
No,
but it's not surprising in that.
I'm sorry, this was on a sports radio station that I was listening to in the bus going to get the rental car, and I was told that they were on several different English language stations in English.
Well, that's interesting. I know that there's a significant number of Mexican nationals in the United States who vote, you know, effectively absentee. But it's an interesting strategy by the Mexican government and their party to do that, because I think it has the potential to hurt campaign for immigration reform in the United States. I think it has the potential to rile up voters who are opposed to immigration reforms or amnesty, in the same way that those demonstrations with foreign flags all those years ago were upsetting to people and set the movement back. So it's I think it's something that that party's effort to gain and stay in power in Mexico has the potential to hurt their interests in the United States by doing that.
Glenn, one of your columns, I think it was from April, you really went after John Aceguera. Of course, he's the former assembly speaker, and now he's a congressional candidate. But you went after him. Apparently, he's taken a lifetime taxpayer pension, and he's only 43. Maybe if you could comment on
yes.
that.
Well, the reason I went after Mr. Aceguera pretty hard was because his congressional campaign is following, you know, kind of the DNC talking points on fairness, the idea that we need to have fairness for people in the middle class, fairness for working Nevadans, and that he's the guy to do that. He's going to be the guy to make sure that things are fair. So I was asking the question of how in the world can he be a champion of fairness when he started collecting a lifetime six-figure pension at age 43? How can he possibly relate to the struggles of working Nevadans, to people who are unemployed or underemployed, have very few prospects of boosting their income or gaining full employment, when these same people are on the hook to pay him a six-figure pension and not work? The guy doesn't have to work. He's got bulletproof, ironclad financial security for the rest of his life at taxpayer expense. Meanwhile, he's also going after Wall Street and big oil. Well, guess who props up that pension? It's Wall Street. It's profitable corporations like big oil, whose profitability helps keep the public employees' retirement system in Nevada barely viable. So how can this guy walk around and talk about being a champion for fairness and demanding fairness for the middle class when the middle class is paying him to not work?
And that's where we have to leave it. Glenn Cook, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. You always, rightly so, have an opinion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Hi, I'm Attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. We can help you start a new beginning. We've done bankruptcies for 15 years, helping Nevadans like you with prompt, courteous, and effective service. Get the help you need today and call us at Action Legal Services.
This is Lizzie. Lizzie's 5, and a pistol to say the least. In addition to being a precocious little tyke, Lizzie has Cooley's anemia.
Hey, kiddo. We're ready for you.
Because of that, she'll need monthly blood transfusions for the rest of her life.
Bet you Mr. Bear would like to come.
To ensure that everyone receives the blood they need for life, we'd like you to donate for the rest of yours. Be a frequent blood donor. United Blood Services. Give blood. Be a hero.
JM Furniture has some amazing family entertainment deals in store. Like this microfiber leather look 4 recliner console sectional for just $1,399. And great deals on these entertainment consoles starting at just $179, with many styles and sizes to choose from. And don't forget, when you purchase any memory foam mattress from Serta, Simmons, Englander or Tempur-Pedic, you'll receive a $200 gift certificate to spend on any future purchase. Only at JM Furniture.
Hi, I'm attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. Bankruptcy laws are complex. You need an experienced attorney to get the debt relief you need. Call our information line at 786-1447 and get answers to your questions today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here, co-manager of the Lions Trust Company. Steve Mulvenin is associate at Patron Insight. And Sean Carey is political economist with Reno Tahoe Tonight Magazine. Pleasure to have you all here. Wanted to pick up on a couple of things that Glenn was talking about here. And I thought it was interesting that he went after John Asagura, both in the column and on this program, in talking about his inability to relate to regular people when he's making so much money and retiring so young. But really, I mean, he's been out doing constituent service. He's been meeting with the party and the electorate for years. So I don't really think that just having money disqualifies him any more than it disqualifies Mitt Romney from having money.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Sam. The reality is, however, people in the private sector who used to have these kinds of pension arrangements no longer have those options. So the public sector pension programs, which have been set up, that people in the private sector used to be able to relate to and benefit from similar kinds
of
schemes.
Wasn't that like 30 years ago?
It has gradually eroded, without a doubt. And that's what I think is going to be difficult for him to relate to. The fact that, you know, so many people that he's going to depend on their votes for really don't have the same options that he did. That's the biggest issue rather than the money itself.
Steve, your thought?
Yeah, I think we have to make a distinction between the source of where that money comes from and his ability or inability to relate to the common man on the street. You know, I mean, I've known John at least informally for a while. I think he comes across to me as sort of an average kind of guy. I mean, you could certainly make the argument that it's maybe unfair or improper or whatnot that he's 43 years old and drawn a six-figure public, you know, salary, but that's the way the system is.
Sean?
Well, I think with your comparison to Mitt Romney, I don't think it's fair. Mitt Romney actually works for his money.
Hang on a second. You know something? I don't mind attacking the system, but I don't think it's fair to attack the person.
Because
the bottom line is that I'm happy for anybody that gets a good deal. If you get a good deal, whether you're a private employee or a public employee, good for you. As long as you're doing things legally and that's the way it was set up and that's the way your contract is, fine. But if you want to change the system, that's a whole different story.
Yes, except for when you have Asagura having the issue with drawing his pension and drawing his salary and drawing the salary in the legislature at the same time because he's using his sick leave to go to Carson City.
And that's a different issue.
Asagura is, I have to agree with Glenn Cook on this one. I certainly do. I do not think that Asagura is in touch with the people because he's really hasn't. I mean, he's making such a large amount of money. He retired so young, and he has such a huge pension, and a lot of that has come from opportunity, being at the right place at the right time.
You know, the thing is about Asagura's retirement, it's not like he's put all this in and he's getting the money from New York Life, for example. What I think Mr. Cook's point was is that the taxpayers are on the hook for a six-figure retirement salary for the rest of John Asagura's life, and he could live another 40 years easy. He's only 43 years old.
Why,
so that's the point. That's what I think Glenn Cook's point was.
But why go after John for that? You know, in this whole debate about public employees these days, I think there's a point that's being forgotten. Nobody went to the Clark County Commissioner, whoever approved that deal, and held a gun to their head. You know, if you want to complain about some of these public entities, school boards, county commissions, or cities that accepted and agreed to those contracts. Let's not villainize public employees because of what
I think
got.
It's a different sort of a widget down there in Vegas, though, considering all the problems they've had with their fire departments down there. I mean, this has been a rampant problem. I mean, there's going to be prosecutions of firemen down there.
I think the reason why Mr. Cook went after John Asagura is because he's running for Congress. And if he's getting a six-figure pension from a taxpayer-based pension fund, well, I think that would be an issue that some people would want to consider before they voted for him or his opponent. That's.
I think a further interesting part of this debate, and to go to your point, Greg, which was, you know, 30 years ago, companies that used to give pensions suddenly changed to 401ks and other things. And we are going to see, as people retire, and they don't have a fraction of the money that they need to survive on. Some kind of revolution in this country. But the question is, do we want to put public employees in the same boat as the people who got nailed in the private sector? Is that the idea, we bring everybody down?
Well, I don't think it's an idea of bringing everyone down, but it's an issue of what, even public sector hiring is a competitive process. I mean, people have the option to go from the private sector to the public sector and back and forth. Benefits packages need to be aligned with what is really competitive in the workforce. The benefits packages that public employees have are no longer standard in the industry, and there's a competitiveness that has to be brought to the public sector that the private sector already experiences. It's not great for employees necessarily, but that's the reality of the economics we're dealing with.
Okay, Steve, about 15 seconds a piece left for you guys.
Well, I think that's a good point. I think it's time for public employers to take a look at their packages and come and get those bargaining units back to the table and see what they can recoup. I think the public is going to demand that, because I think they do now perceive an imbalance.
All right, last 10 seconds here.
I think that there needs to be some equalization. I mean, we saw this in Wisconsin. I mean, there's such a backlash against the public employees' unions that we have to bring all these things into line, because, I mean, there has to be something wrong with a teacher with a master's degree gets $40,000 a year, with a firefighter with a bachelor's degree or a high school diploma can make $200,000 a year. There's got to be something done there.
A teacher isn't going to save your house when it's burning down.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Port of Subs is proud to support and partner with the Reno Rodeo. Help Port of Subs celebrate its 40-year anniversary. Go into any Port of Subs location until June 30th and enter to win a 1972 Chevy Chevelle.
The Reno Rodeo comes to town June 14th through the 23rd and is fun for the whole family. It's the wildest, richest rodeo in the West. Buy a ticket to the Reno Rodeo and proceeds go back to children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation.
Now get high-speed internet at home on our newly expanded Advanced Digital Network, a connection you can count on. Introducing AT&T U-verse high-speed internet with more speed options, reliability, and Wi-Fi hotspots than ever. Call AT&T now to get U-verse high-speed internet for as little as $14.95 a month for 12 months with a one-year price guarantee. It's the fastest internet for the price. Our newly expanded Advanced Digital Network gives you more of what you enjoy online. And with AT&T, our wireless gateway turns your home into a private Wi-Fi hotspot that connects your Wi-Fi devices and can even save on your smartphone data usage at home. So call now to get AT&T U-verse high-speed internet for just $14.95 a month for 12 months with a one-year price guarantee. That includes access on the go to our entire national Wi-Fi hotspot network with nearly 30,000 hotspots. AT&T U-verse high-speed internet, now on our newly expanded Advanced Digital Network, a connection your whole house can count on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, and tomorrow's guest is Len Stevens. He's the executive director of the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada, and he's the former Wolfpack basketball coach.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.